Glenwood Elementary and veteran that's used by the cross-country team. And we've arranged for that path to be greatly improved. One of the Boy Scout troops, 434, this is Jerry Travers' troop. His son actually is working with the Eagle Scout and the award, and he's going to be doing this for his project. But we're going to build a 6-foot wide path through there. We're going to put 4x4 landscaping ties on each side of it. Bill Brand has graciously agreed to bring in dirt to fill in some of the low areas. We're putting culverts to let it drain a lot better. And this is all going to be done as part of the scouting project. We'll get donations from the landscaping ties from the Home Depot. I think it's going to be providing those. We have chips that will be brought in by one of the tree cutting companies here in Dunwoody, I think Northside Tree Cutters. And this is a project that should be done sometime between now and Christmas. It's a big project, and it's going to help our parents so they can have a way to get their kids to both schools by foot.
Very good. That's great news. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. That needs on his big computer. So.
Right now, the document's upside down, Warren.
I'd like to just make an announcement, and you guys missed it, but we issued a proclamation to the VFW, the Dunwoody Post, for Poppy Day, I believe. Was it Poppy Seed Day or Poppy Day? Buddy Poppy Day. Poppy Day. I apologize. Poppy was in there. But the Dunwoody veterans folks are at the Kroger there at Orchard Park on November 11th, which is Veterans Day, and they'll be giving away Buddy Poppy seeds, or is it Poppy? Very good. Thank you. I see Mr. Wingate was one of the five folks that came up, but we issued a proclamation for the men and the women. So I know it may be a little bit early, if it ever is early, to tip our hats to certainly the men and women that allowed us to be here today and that have given service to our country. So Mr. Wingate, thank you, and to the Dunwoody guys and gals. Thanks, guys.
Just a couple of things, and then I'll talk later. As you well know, that the chief's right here, and he's the director for law enforcement Special Olympics. And he is in the state of Georgia, by the way. And so the police department here is having a fundraiser for the Special Olympics, and it's called the Polar Plunge on 20 February 2010. And in a weak moment, I volunteered to go with them. But please, everybody, pray for warm weather and warm water. But I would just like to, you know, there's a site, and those of you on my email list saw it, that you can donate or sponsor myself or the chief or any of the other police officers on there. But if you've never been to a Special Olympics thing, you should go. I was privileged to go to the opening ceremonies in 1996 when they had Special Olympics here, and I'll tell you, it was one of the most impressive nights of my life. So I just hats off to you, chief, for what you do on that, and I know the community will support you well.
Thank you very much. Danny, I'd like to be the first to sponsor you as long as you promise to wear boxers and not briefs. Is that a deal?
No speedo.
And I will. I promise you, put me first on your list.
I was thinking about wearing a wetsuit today.
All right, fair enough. All right, Mr. Taylor.
Just one thing. I mean, 2 days from now, Veterans Day, 11-11. Raise your hand if you're a veteran in here. I know Wendy. Danny, you know, we're in an eighth year of a war now, two wars. Lots of folks out there, young men and women, putting on the line every day, and just keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And, you know, salt of the earth. These are folks that go out there and, you know, put it on the line. We're worried about, you know, what the heck are we going to have for breakfast tomorrow? Are we going to be at Pantry House or what, at McDonald's? And these guys are eating MREs, which what I call three lodges for the price of one, meals ready to eat, every single day, 13-month tours, 18-month tours. My friend John King, who we know from Doraville, is come back in April, but he's doing a one-year tour in Afghanistan right now. He's the chief of police, but he's also a colonel and doing a one-year tour in Afghanistan after an 18-month tour in Iraq. So remember your veterans. Seriously, folks. Salt here. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. All right, with that, we'll move to invocation, and Councilman Ross will do the honor, please.
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values, give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Thank you. Mr. Tom, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting minutes. Everybody received October 19th.